Good afternoon. A few lake effect snow showers will persist this afternoon, primarily in the western Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, while other locations will have a mix of sun and clouds through the remainder of the day. Still, everyone will have a gusty northwest wind, which will keep temperatures well below normal, and despite some sunshine, highs will stay in the upper 20s and lower 30s. A clear and cold night tonight with readings back into the teens and only limited sunshine to start the day tomorrow. Otherwise, clouds will increase and thicken quickly during the day on Thursday. Even the chance of some light snow breaking out before the sun sets in the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England with high temperatures in the lower to mid 30s. A storm system will track up the eastern seaboard on Thursday night. Snow will become steady across all of interior New York and New England, adding up to at least a few inches during the overnight hours. At the same time, milder air will be drawn in from the ocean, and it looks like we could have a round of some sleet and freezing rain, especially across the eastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England before a transition to rain in these areas by sunrise. In other locations, we'll continue to see some light snow linger past sunrise on Friday morning, with total accumulations ranging from about 3 to 5 inches on average. Snow will quickly wind down on Friday morning, and by lunchtime, we'll be left with scattered snow showers and debris, with high temperatures in the upper 30s to around 40. This will set us up for a chilly weekend on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds with a northwest wind keeping it in the lower 40s, then back to the upper 30s with light snow showers possible on Sunday. More cold air will continue to move into the region early next week with highs staying in the 30s on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, critical to extremely critical fire weather conditions are expected to continue today across portions of Southern California as gusty Santa Ana winds combine with already very low relative humidity and ongoing drought. High wind warnings and red flag warnings remain in effect. Meanwhile, another storm will take shape in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, deepening as it lifts northward along the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast. Heavy rain across the southeast and into the eastern mid-Atlantic is expected, with the Weather Prediction Center showing a marginal to slight risk for excessive rain and flash flooding. The bigger story, though, with this system will be with the winter weather expected to unfold from the mid-Mississippi Valley to the Ohio Valley and interior mid-Atlantic, with accumulating snow and ice likely. The highest snow accumulations are expected underneath the upper level low itself across southeastern Missouri and southern Illinois, where 4 to 8 inches of snow is forecast. Freezing rain will also be a concern across some of these areas, and a more significant accumulation of ice of a tenth to a quarter of an inch is also possible across the central Appalachians and parts of western Virginia and Maryland. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy, lower 40s, Boston mostly sunny, windy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny, breezy, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high 70 set in 1973, and the record low 12 in 1996, 1986, and in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:46 a.m., sunset this evening 4:33 p.m., 9 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with occasional snow showers or flurries today and highs around 30. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconic, southern Berkshires, and also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper teens. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, limited sunshine early, thickening clouds during the day with the light snow moving in by sunset south of I-90, temperatures in the lower 30s. More snow, some sleet and freezing rain overnight Thursday night into Friday morning with accumulating snow possible north of I-90 into early Friday morning, upper 30s on Friday afternoon with scattered snow showers. A mix of sun and clouds, scattered snow showers Saturday, lower 40s, partly sunny, upper 30s on Sunday, a chance of snow showers Sunday night, and partly sunny in the 30s Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.